You're as ready as you're ever going to be, though. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, true. I can never be less ready. Well, I could probably be less ready, but...
You do have dice with you.
I do.
You're going to be...
That's why I leave them here.
Coming at everyone live at 96.5.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, boys.
Welcome back to your Drop Dice, your favorite D&D podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Today's a sit-down conversation.
Our new guest, Greg.
Thoughts for your thoughts with Greg.
Where we last left the party off, they are still on Sartosa. They are making progress on clearing out this temple, though. They have killed the Zangors that almost killed them.
Those real shit
twice
asses.
Now. Mm-hmm. Greg is not dead. He is Greg. Not dead, though.
Always
rather be dead than Greg, dude. That's some real poop right there.
Well. Okay.
Feel bad for Greg now. Not like your character, Greg, but the FBI agent that stalks all of our
group chat.
Spies in our group chat.
Yeah. Greg, you real as fuck, dog.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's my boy.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the horns of one of these singers.
Okay. Do we want to introduce ourselves?
No.
No.
Okay. I'm Fig playing Kronky in a tour. Next.
Me, Ben, play Ack.
Yes.
Greg, middle class factory worker from Midna.
Sitting playing Fargrim, about to mutilate these Zangors.
Oh my god.
I am Andrew, your DM. Yeah, Fargrim, how many horns do you want?
Well, I was just going to take
These guys don't just like melt into...
Goop?
Goop?
No.
I can take trophies from them?
This time, yes.
Guys.
I need at least one horn.
I'm going to get a set, yeah.
All right, I'm going to take at least one horn.
Ack. Okay. You should know I just checked and remembered that technically my Shadow Blade is summonable. So I could have just summoned the hilt back to my
God damn it.
Anyways, we'll remember that for the next time I accidentally pitch
my
shit off the
rooftop. Hasn't given it back to you yet?
No, I said it.
We got it back already.
Okay.
So before, next time I pitch it off a fucking tower and you go get it, I'll just manifest it back to my hand.
Smooth.
All right.
Smooth.
So yeah, there's that. Okay. That one's just going to click to me as we're like checking the bodies and be like, so dumb.
So dumb.
So dumb.
Yeah. Fargrim, you get a set.
Yeah.
They're not terrifying to you, but like to the average person, they would be. They are kind of like curved ram's horns that are like this like dark purple. They have Gregor's blood on them, which is, you know,
nice.
Yeah.
I also technically cannot be disarmed of the blade.
You're just bad at this.
I literally just cannot.
You already had a Wii strap.
I have a psychic Wii strap. I gotta remember that too now.
I'm also going to break off one of the horns and be like, I'm gonna make a dagger out of this.
That's a choice.
I was so concentrated on my portal that I forgot about my psychic Wii strap.
That's true. You guys do still have a portal.
I was hyper fixating, so I wasn't focused at all on my psychic Wii strap.
You didn't put the Wii strap on.
Exactly.
I didn't engage
the safety mode. Yeah. I was just holding it.
So what's the move here, guys? Should we take short rest?
We're going to go ahead and we're going to firmly grasp the rest of this encounter by the balls. So
you're taking the balls of one of the Zangors?
I'm going to go through the portal.
I'm going to take one of their teeth, too.
With Gregor.
Greg.
Is that your preferred?
Right, dude, as in my human form, it's Greg.
Okay. I'm going to take Greg. We're going to approach through the bottom of the tower while you guys approach from the top of the tower. We're going to destroy anything that
is in the middle.
Yeah.
Pincer.
We got to clear this tower, top and bottom to middle.
I thought it was...
Alexa played Levels by Avicii.
I thought it was clear, but yeah, let's
I don't think we actually went into the tower. Because last time we tried, we got absolutely fucking...
No, this is where we got killed last time.
This was the group
we had
that
cleared the rest of it, but we don't know if anything else had gone in there in the day we took off.
Yeah. Okay, so cool.
All right, let's do it.
We'll just walk through and we'll just...
Let's do it.
Pincer.
Yeah.
I am going to take, like, 3 louds.
Reasonable.
So I'm pretty woozy. So how's the louds working? I'm so sorry.
2d4 plus 8.
2d4 plus 8 per, so.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 6 plus 8, that's 13.
Okay.
Right? No, 6 plus 8 is 14.
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
It's 14. It's another 12. So that is what? That's 26. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll do one more. 36 total.
Nice.
Very cool.
I have 46 hit points.
Nice.
I'm back in the game, bro. Greg.
Greg.
Greg. All
right. So you guys go through your portal.
Yeah.
You appear back down.
I am going to end concentration.
Cool. You start making your way around and through. Ack and Fargrim, you start making your way down through the trapdoor.
Yep.
Ack and Fargrim, you're going to get there first because you have less way to go. About two levels down, you start hearing footsteps coming towards you. Like, not super fast, but definitely like putting on a pace. Not running, but like walking quickly.
What's the lighting situation like down here?
It is very dimly lit.
Okay. Is there a door between where the footsteps are coming from and us?
I can see through the darkness.
You're not there.
Excellent.
Shit, did I lose dark vision too?
Yes. Yes.
Fuck.
Don't worry. If it comes down to it, I can give you dark vision.
I already give you dark vision today, yeah, today because he poked you hours. In the eye.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I can give you dark vision for 8 hours.
Greg's struggling.
Yeah. I am going to step behind Fargrim and turn invisible. Because I'm pretty hurt. I also have 38 hit points.
Okay. You can't see them because it's like a spiral staircase, so you can't really see them.
Okay.
But it sounds like they're maybe like a level below you.
I'm still here, Fargrim. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm gonna ready in action.
Okay.
And just take a defensive stance.
Okay.
I will also ready in action.
Invisibly. What is the trigger for your actions?
If I see someone I recognize as an enemy.
Correct.
So I just in case I don't.
Okay.
Eldritch blast one of you in the face.
Fuck!
My knee. Coming up.
I mean.
Dagger raised above his head, shaking a little bit. You guys see Jerholm.
What the
fuck? Leading Jerholm. The cultists.
Oh, Jer. What the fuck didn't are you doing here?
I'm going to come re-visible? Yep. And why? Didn't we tell you to wait downstairs?
Honestly, though, mad respect.
No, not mad respect. They're disobeying an order.
You're not there.
Of taking the fucking angle.
He said to come up the tower and fight our way up to you guys.
Oh, we did say that.
Did we? Did we? One
of them died on the way up here.
He might be gaslighting me, but you know, it's working. Did you come across anybody?
We found one, and I don't know what he was.
Big but, blue bird man?
No, goat? I think he was more human, but it was hard to tell from all of the blood.
Okay.
Okay.
They killed a guy.
Yeah, let's
they
go.
Definitely.
Let's just go back.
Do I gain
We're going
level?
Back down.
No. Just shy.
So close.
Yeah.
So the other five are downstairs. You guys come up, and then like as you get to the bottom of the tower, you see five of your cultists.
Yeah.
With their little daggers and like.
Do I see this corpse?
Cudgel. You do actually like kind of behind them you see a very like it looked like they were like they had been like cutting like symbols of Tzeentch and chaos into themselves and then they also got beaten to death by some kind of blunt object not okay. Looking so good
fuck nice. Yeah dude. Wait, our cultists were carving themselves or this corpse?
This corpse.
Okay, I just want to
like...
make sure I'm registered.
Yes,
because I'd be like
your cultists do have blood on them, but it looks more like splatter from fuck the blunt yeah. object.
I'm just going to, like, the tower's clear. Let's just go back down.
Yeah.
I'm going to just walk up to all the cultists and start giving them, like, nooks. You know?
Blessed.
I'm not amused straight by up.
This. Do we cool. gain a level?
No.
I forgot we gave them a leveling system.
Yeah. Fuck it. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Okay. Gotta, all five downstairs have gained a level, and the five coming down are starting to overhear that you guys have given them a.
No, yeah, they get the ones who went up definitely get a level.
Oh, sorry, I'm not good at math, so
Fargrim said no. So like you guys, yeah. So coming down, they start hearing you two loudly saying yes, you get a level, and Jerholm's gonna turn to Farge. I thought you said we didn't gain levels from this.
Okay, fine.
When the rest of them are coming down, I see them.
Yeah, you guys okay. overhear.
I'm gonna be like, hey, did you guys get your level yet?
No, we were saving it for when everybody got back together.
Hey.
Got it. Yeah, you guys got to get the group experience. Yeah.
Once,
so now you guys
once
all
the
get
mission's
your level.
Over and we've regrouped, exactly. That's when the XP kicks in.
Now
and
we're done.
Yeah, now you level up.
Yeah, now you finish wonderful. It, so you get the rest of the experience.
Yeah.
Do we all gain the level?
Yeah.
Yep, you're all leveled up, plus one level. It's a big day.
Big day for you.
This is glory.
First probably day of the rest of your life.
Probably the greatest.
Praise the saints. And they all just start chanting, praise the saints. No. Praise the saints.
Guys, still
Fargo is incredibly
can you guys,
like,
can you guys take like 30 steps that way real quick? Can we huddle up again?
I fucking hate this.
Do we remember who the saints are?
We are.
We are? Okay.
We are the saints.
Okay. I don't like that. That doesn't make me
I forget.
Guys, I'm a really big fan of the shape of pyramids. Because I'm always at the top.
No.
From about 30 feet back, Jerome, I love pyramids too.
Jerome,
that's
Jerome,
my guy.
Jerome, eavesdropping might make you lose points, so don't do it again. Yeah. You get one warning.
You all are very loud.
We are.
We must record everything the saints say.
Well, that's a problem. Mm.
It's a good thing I'm not a fucking saint.
I'm happy I've...
Pyramids
I'm
are
happy
like
I wasn't
a big deal
I hate this.
Getting quoted like this in the earlier part of my career.
No, that
it
was documented.
It is in the Book of the Saints.
Oh, my God.
All right. So.
They're going to pull up our DM.
I believe we've got an unknown door to go through.
Yeah.
Well, they got the group chat.
Fuck it. They got our logs, bro.
We're good.
This makes me so uncomfortable.
Okay.
So, yeah, tower's good. She did say there's that one, like the room of unknown or whatever.
Yeah, the unknown room. Unknown dorm we didn't go through ever.
Yep.
All right.
I mean, that's. Gotta be it. Right?
So let's post there. Up. Let's post up 10 feet outside of the door.
Okay. You guys make your way through with the this cultist loudly whispering about the saints everywhere you go. One of them is writing in a book the entire time.
I'm gonna make
walking
knowledge.
And writing? That's actually quite the skill.
That's actually pretty impressive. I'm going to gather my shadows to Mage Hand.
Okay.
And I'm going to send it forward to check the door as we are all 10 feet away.
I believe you had previously unlocked the door.
Yeah, and then we decided
mail on it.
No, because we didn't go through it yet. Yeah. We unlocked it, but then we decided to go somewhere else.
As you are looking at all of these doors that should have mayo on them, none of them have mayo on them.
What the fuck?
Who's
eating the mayo?
Yeah,
I'm gonna turn to the cultist. Yeah. You guys eating the mayo?
Roll a perception check.
Is it just drying?
Hey, that
I'm gonna make an intimidation.
Okay.
For 19, because I'm kind of
one
mad
cultist.
If been eating the mayo.
Flushes bright red and starts shaking.
You motherfucker. You've been eating the mayo?
It was from the saints.
That's the saints' mayo.
It was the cream of the saints.
Oh!
Was your name
that was
on
at
that
least
mayo?
A day old.
Was your name
I
on that mayo?
I can't talk.
Did
can't
anyone
talk.
Say that mayo was
on
for
some
you?
Real shit.
No one said it wasn't.
Eating dried mayo selfish like that. Like he's probably going to get fucking like E. coli or something. Salmonella, that's what it
that's
is.
A that's a different problem for a different day. Hey, and then you can lay on hands and cure
like,
later, and you're
like
a real saint.
Yeah. I'm making the announcement now for all of you, since apparently this needs to be made clear. Don't eat the mayo. The mayo is for markings.
Are we even at the right door?
It's not for you guys to nom on.
Are we even at the right
door? All right.
Either way,
this is a mid-combat snack.
I offended the saints?
Yeah, I mean,
a little bit.
Kind of, yeah, man.
Now you need
he
to make
amends.
He
falls flat on his face. I'm
you need
so
to make amends.
Sorry.
Oh my
can
God.
I get the mayo?
You're
going to put the mayo back.
I don't have it, dude.
Zach,
I got the jug, yeah. Do you want me to give him this? Do you want me to give him the mayo jug?
He's remarking all the doors, and then he's bringing us the mayo back.
He's going to remark all the doors, because like we didn't go through all the doors.
The ones that he ate the mayo off of.
Yeah, do you think he remembers?
He's gonna.
Or else.
Shit's so fucked right
This
now.
Is very important. I'm sure he's going to recall.
They've written down literally everything. They probably wrote down which
actually,
doors
that's
are
mayo. Yeah, did you document what doors you ate mayo off of?
I am not one of the saints. My actions are not worthy of documentation.
See, that's what the fuck I'm talking about right now. Like,
do you remember which doors that you ate the mayo off of?
They were doors?
This was sacred mayo, and you don't even remember what you did.
Wow, it's not,
not,
it's like,
that
it's not even that special to you.
Wow. Unbelievable.
The saints. He's going to like.
You're fucking up.
While still prone up. On the ground, pull out his dagger and like offer it up to you.
No, hold on. Let's see where this goes.
He's offering
gonna kill
it up.
Himself.
No
I
Sudoku
think,
in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I almost.
Whoa.
You know what? Just let him.
God.
Yeah.
No, he's offering it to you for you guys to kill him.
Nope.
Mm.
All right. So
I'll
I'm
take that
knife.
Offer.
I'm going to break his hands.
I'm going to take the knife. And I'm going to...
He's shaking a little bit.
Give me your hand. I'm going to gently carve bad on his hand. That's, now you think about what you did.
He starts
kinda fucked up.
Crying.
Yeah,
I was going to suggest we take his level away.
I thought you were going to put it in his hand
you
and
think
say,
about what you did until like, that heals. And when it heals, you be better.
So sorry. I have failed.
This is some fucking fucked up discipline right now.
It was not that sharp of a knife, so this does take a bit.
I'm not trying to cut that deep. It's just like
I know,
light,
but it's like
scratches.
Slightly sharper than like a butter knife.
Enough to be
uncomfortable. I don't
even
fucking
want
these guys.
My dude just got tetanus
here,
now, bro.
He's already got salmonella.
Yeah.
It's not going to get much worse.
He's going to become a fucking nurgling.
You're going to have to hit him with two hands.
Can we move on from
this? Yeah, so are we sure this is the door is all I'm saying.
I think so, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
All right, open it.
All right, I mage hand open the door.
The door creaks open into a dark, ominous hallway with stairs leading down.
Baby,
I'll step forward. Can I look down the stairs?
Yeah, you look down, it goes down onto a corner, and then there's a landing. Maybe there's more stairs.
I'll be right back, guys. I'm going to turn invisible.
Okay.
I am going to check the stairs for traps.
Okay. Roll investigation.
I will do that.
What are we doing with the rest of these fucking cultists?
I don't want them here.
Tell them to stay here.
As per my usual investigation for traps rolls, I rolled a 2. So that's a total of 4.
There are no traps here.
I'm going to walk jauntily down the stairs.
Okay.
Invisibly.
Jauntily, invisibly down the stairs. Yep. If you realize it is a landing, there are more stairs.
Yeah, I'm going down to that, right before that first landing, and I'm going to peek around the corner.
Nothing there.
All right. I'm going to go back to the top of the stairs and wave everybody and then realize I'm invisible. Drop that real quick. Then wave everybody forward and then go re-invisible.
Okay.
And then I'll go back to searching ahead.
Okay. It's stairs, landing, stairs, open into a room. The room, Ack, as you peek around the corner, it's... It's not super large. It's maybe you think it's the basement under like the main cathedral.
Okay.
And it's weirdly empty, except for like some swirling shadows cast by glowing and floating in the center of this room, sending out shadows and little sparks and little flurries of color and sparkles. There's a large book.
Mm. Oh no, not a book.
Ack,
eight books.
I'm gonna need a wisdom saving throw from you.
Okay. Am I close enough to Gregor to get his bonuses?
Nope, you are all the way down at the bottom of the stairs doing some stealthy
forward,
sneaking.
But that's fine. Wisdom, you said?
Yep.
18.
Okay. You feel a compulsion to read this book, but...
My hatred overpowers it.
Yes.
Fuck you, Zeench. I'm going to murder you one day. All right, I'll call.
Hear, as you say this, you hear a slightly bird-like, vaguely familiar laughter. Very similar to that, yes.
I squint angrily, and then I drop my invisibility and go, guys, just be careful when you come down here. There's a book.
What the fuck?
I know. That was my reaction. But when I got close and looked at it, it made me want to read it.
Let it on fire.
Oh, boy.
But, like... So I don't know if we
light it on fire.
Do you want me to just try and light it on fire from here?
Oh yeah.
Okay. I will. Hold on.
I'm gonna move these cultists.
Do I have?
They're not. They shouldn't be following us.
I'm gonna
downstairs.
Have we gone down yet?
We have not. Told
you
them.
Guys.
I waved you forward.
Ack waved you forward. So you guys are halfway down the stairs at the landing.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Seeing Ack standing there in like this like weird light.
I thought we were
saying that. All right. So I'm going to... how far away is the book?
Maybe like 20 feet.
I'm going to mage hand dump a vial of oil on it.
Nice.
And then light a torch.
Okay.
And then bring the torch over and try and light the book on fire.
As the oil pours on it, it actually forms like this kind of like glowing like orb around it is revealed. And as you light the torch on fire, the whole orb is now flaming and on fire.
Hmm. Sweet. But not the book.
So it's not the book.
It's got some sort of protection.
So there's some magic fuckery going on, guys. I don't think I am the most equipped. Do you want me to go over and try and... Is it open? Can I...
The book is open.
Can I try and mage hand close it?
Your mage hand hits the side of this burning sphere and can't go through.
Mm. That burning sphere might be a problem. I mean, I'm sure it'll eventually burn out. All right, guys. I mean, I guess if you guys... Cultists, maybe you don't come down here. Hang back, but maybe if you guys just be careful. Gregor, maybe you don't come down here.
Why?
Because...
Why?
Because the book is compelling things, yeah, and so you don't do great.
I think we should maybe be a little cautious going into this situation here. We have a bad track record with compulsions and weird magical books.
Well, so here's the thing. Like,
I've never felt... Oh, sorry.
Go obviously, ahead. This is a book of Zinch.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Very likely.
And it's tainting everything and everyone.
Like
and
he does.
Converting people, like probably the guy in the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my thing. I don't remember if there is actually a way to destroy these kinds of books. I think they're like protected or but like there's like magic to protect them. And I don't remember cuz we had that guy, right, in the other town with the book with the eye on it, right? Yeah. That was Zinch. But I don't remember if there was I think that was stolen or if it was taken. I don't think there was a way to actually destroy it. I don't know if you guys remember.
I don't know if you guys want to come down here and do your best to.
No, I think we should keep our distance until we create a plan.
Yeah.
On how we want to. Like...
I've usually had a good track record with holding on to these and nothing bad happening, except for the one with Nagash.
Except for that
reading
one time
that
when
one
we
was
lost
a little
everything.
Bit of a fuck
yeah.
up. So I learned my lesson. So I think if we can, first I want to secure the cultists. Because we probably should not have these random dudes just running around right now in case the book compels them to do any wiggy shit.
Derholm looks very sad as you call him random.
Said about you, right?
How does he hear me? I'm specifically speaking quieter.
But they're all around you on the landing. Because you
shouldn't be. We told him
brought
to stay
them
back.
Down with you.
We did not bring him down with us.
Ack waved everyone forward.
I did just whip. I did.
So then you guys got to the landing.
We had initially said that they were staying there.
At the landing.
No.
At the
top.
That's why I thought we were still at the door with the cultists.
No, they're very much not following us. I do not want to.
Jerholm specifically came down with you. Everyone else stayed up.
He can fucking leave.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So.
But I
go back
the
up.
Saints.
No, go away.
I
want to
get these guys just in a room, lock the door so they can't do any weird shit.
You're not high enough level for this.
This is too high level.
Yeah.
This is serious business.
You
come back in
10 me.
Levels. No, you need 10 levels for
can't
this,
yet,
and you're not there yet.
Yeah. And then
10 more from where you're at.
I can maybe try to dispel. You said there's like a fire shield. Like a sphere?
I mean, I tried to dump a thing of oil on it and burn it, and now the oil is just burning and floating above it.
Okay, so there's some kind of like protective barrier around it, which maybe I can dispel. But I don't know what's going to happen if I try to do that or if I succeed, if there's going to be like more magical exposure, which is why
I think we need to put it on a different plane.
I think for now, just trying to dispel it and then maybe close it.
Plane shift it.
Because I don't think there's anywhere we could put it on this plane where it won't taint everything around it.
I think that's at least a problem for after we get it closed and everything. And then maybe we just put it in our vault thing.
Oh, yeah, of course. But we're thinking of like what we want to do with it, right?
Well, yeah, but I'm saying I think we should probably worry about like closing it and everything first. And I think dispelling it is the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So then I think we close it, and then maybe we just bring it back to our vault at Kronk's house.
I still don't trust it. Because here's the thing. If we put it in...
As you're having this conversation, a magical flare shoots out from this orb and hits you.
What the fuck?
That's lame. So the feature that lets me catch stuff, it does specifically say missile and not... like projectile. So like I should be able to catch like magic missile and stuff like that,
but that's still
like I should be able to catch
like an eldritch blast.
Yeah,
you can't catch an eldritch blast though. It's energy. It's not because magic missile is a missile projectile. That you're throwing.
Does it have keyword missile?
That would be so much nicer if spells had keywords like that.
Yeah,
it's the one good thing about like Warhammer effects and stuff like that.
So I will say like you can't catch a spell, But you can catch things like magic missile, where it is more of like a physical thing, or like astral arrows you might be able to catch. Okay. But like a ball of fire can't be caught.
Why not?
Because it's a ball of it's just gonna burn your hand.
It specifies like a ranged weapon attack.
It would just
it specifies missile. It does not specify a projectile.
A fireball would just dissipate.
So it depends once it creates contact
with like a it's hard like object.
Catching
because I'm using
an explosive
bullet. I have to use key.
Yes.
It's not like there's a coal in the center of it that you can like physically. Yeah.
It depends on how D&D defines a missile.
That's true.
I guess it's like a ranged weapon projectile.
Okay.
That's like
so you could catch a bullet, but you can't catch a ray of sickness.
Yeah, I guess like magic missile is kind of like
a physical thing.
Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess
you can't because it's not like a ranged weapon attack.
I think it would make more sense if they were throwing something that's on fire.
I take the damage and then I'll be like, oh,
you don't take any damage. Oh. You just feel like a light tingling through your whole body.
It's doing something. I'm gonna get out of this room real quick. Yeah. I'm gonna run up the stairs to that first landing.
Let's stay away
from you got your slippers with spider climb, but you feel like your hands and your little peats a little extra sticky.
I'm sticky.
Why?
I don't know. It hit me with something. It didn't hurt, but it made me sticky.
It cast stick.
Who's got holy oil?
What was this dude's name that's with us? Fucking Jeremiah?
Jerholm.
Yeah.
Put some Ulrich oil on it.
Jerholm, let's go. You guys need to not be anywhere around here. I'm going to start heading back up the stairs with, just holding him by his, like, fucking collar. Like, let's go, dude.
Scruffing him?
He is
literally
so sad.
Like, come on, buddy.
I'm
going to
hold
you.
I can walk. The saints do not need to drag me. I can walk of my own.
Fine.
He is, you know how Loken gives, like, a sad puppy look?
Yes.
Worse than that.
I don't feel bad.
Okay.
You should not be down here.
I'm going to hold this, like... Space.
Diabolical.
Yeah.
How sticky am I?
You think? Actually, roll me like a either wisdom or intelligence or a nature check.
Ooh.
Or maybe an arcana check. Roll something and tell me why that's the thing that you chose.
I'll roll wisdom.
Okay.
I'm also going to summon Edgar.
That's a 7.
You're sticky.
All right. Is there a rock somewhere that I could pick up?
Yeah, I mean that's
name of this episode.
I'll pick up a rock. It's like rock stuck to your hand.
But does it fall off at all, or is it
just like
if I go like this, it doesn't come off?
Nope.
Okay.
Just the palm of your hand, though.
Not like my fingertips.
This side of your palm, like this.
Okay.
Is sticky.
Guys, maybe don't touch me right now. I don't know.
I'm going to do what I want, but I don't want to do that right now.
Pour some Ulrich oil on him.
Yeah, I'm just going to douse him in oil.
I let it happen.
Does it counter the chaos?
Now the oil sticks to him.
If I touch my fingertips together, just want two fingers, do they stick?
They stick, but you can peel them apart with a little like...
Can I peel the rock off my hand?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I can get stuff off. I'm not like, it's not like the super adhesive.
It reminds you of how your slippers work.
Okay. So it's like I've got the spider climb spell on me almost.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Okay. Okay. I guess I'll just crawl on the wall.
Yeah. You're just.
That's. I'm Spider Man.
Very cool.
Wait, I could already.
You could already do that.
For the most part, yeah.
You're like, oh, damn. Oh,
well, before it was mostly just my feet that could do it. Now my hands can too.
I can full
skitter on the walls now.
Ack is skittering around on the walls.
You could butt scoot across the wall.
The whole thing.
Just fucking drag. Skid marks.
Okay.
Ugh.
All right. Yeah. So I'll just wait for Kronk to come back from scolding the cultists.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you. Which room do you want to lock him in?
Which one has a fucking lockable door and no alternative exit?
You could put him in Aberforth's room.
Okay.
I don't think you guys broke the lock on that one.
Very well. I'll take them all to Aberforth's room. Edgar should be meeting me there.
Ack.
Yeah.
Is there anyone in this main space?
Okay.
No.
Edgar.
Just a book.
Is kind of bummed when he flies. He told me I do duck things. I was going harassing people.
We're back to work, man. That's just the way it is. You're on call. Man. Anyways.
We're so close to killing that kid.
We're going to go in the room. We're going to have all the homies. We're going to lock the door.
What is Edgar doing? Okay.
Us inside.
What the fuck, dude?
We're going to slap our pack down on the table. We're going to bust out some parchment.
Oh! Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
And gentlemen.
We're all just in the basement still, right?
Yeah.
How do we feel about getting 5 levels for your service?
They all start like looking at each other, like not Aberforth. Jer Holmes, sounds pretty good.
Sounds pretty great, in fact. I'm gonna start like lining up the magically inked contracts. Which was the one that fucked up earlier?
That licked the
he's the fucking
still,
mayo.
Guy. He's still putting mayo. Oh no, you didn't have him put the mayo. Didn't. Yeah. He's back there. He's kind of in the back, shamed, bleeding.
What's his name?
His name is Reginald.
Reginald, please step to the front.
Looking very scared, he steps to the front.
I'm going to give you an opportunity.
Falls to his knees.
For redemption.
Shaking.
I'm going to hold a contract in front of him. It is going to be the gift of second chances.
Okay.
I'm going to give you an opportunity. To get 6 levels today.
Opportunity.
And be cleansed of your
I'm
sins.
I'm only level 3.
And all you have to do is what you're doing. You sign this contract. You pledge yourself to my services for eternity.
You and the saints?
Yes.
I can serve you and the saints. That's all I've ever dreamed of.
Yeah.
Ever since I learned of you.
I ask for nothing more than your loyal service. And that applies for all of you.
All right.
All you have to do, sign the paper.
How do I sign?
I'm going to bust out my fucking little magic quill.
He looks at it. He looks at you.
You just have to...
He looks at the quill.
Write your name on it.
He looks at you. He licks the quill.
Put your name on the paper, bud, to sign it. Have you ever signed your name? Would you like me to help you? And you do consent to this help. Okay, let's do it.
He's holding it also in his other hand because you cut
his
right hand.
So I'm
going to
help him hold it properly, and I'm going to help him start...
It's really bagged with his left hand, and also the man is illiterate.
We're switching it to his other hand, his primary hand.
The bleeding one?
Yeah.
Oh, well then never mind. So we're going to start writing Reginald.
It's very shaky and
doesn't
barely literate. Okay.
Just needs to be a consensual signature. Thank you for your service. Congratulations on gaining 6 levels and absolution, Reginald.
Can you use your awesome magic to heal my hand?
You are also sworn to secrecy. You can never speak of this moment.
I feel like that should have been specified before I signed
the
piece of paper.
It's in the fine print.
I can't read.
It's not. It's kind of
sounds like a personal problem. Anyways, I can heal you. I will give you this potion. Here, I'll give him a loud.
Why is it screaming at me?
It does that.
Quit asking
it's
questions.
Magic. You want to be healed? Just drink it. And I'm going to go down the line for each person.
I mean, yeah, they all want to serve the saints, and none of them are literate, so absolutely. They only have your word on this.
They all get 5 levels. Reginald, this is a special opportunity for him.
Okay.
Everyone else, congratulations. Welcome to the club.
I will say...
If you speak of this ever again, you will die instantly. You should be warned.
Roll me a deception check.
I'm sure he's not great at those.
It is a 14.
Oh. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Right. I will
Does
roll
Jer
up.
Holm get anything special too, or no?
What do you want, Jer Holm? What are you looking for?
I want to serve the saints.
Well, you're currently
I
doing that for all
of
time.
To bathe the continent in oceans
how many of
blood
these guys are
name?
There again? There were 6?
There were 10 total?
Ten,
there were
yeah.
10 including Jer Holm.
Very cool. It puts me up to 14 fucking contracts, bro.
Multi-level marketing over here? He's MLMing over here, dude.
And if you get 2 more people each to sign up, sign this contract.
Yeah, but he swore him to secrecy, so that's pretty bad to multi. Like, it's just one level.
No multi-market. We don't do that. I don't do that. That's not my strat.
I remember.
We take a personal relationship.
I had a friend who tried to get me involved in one of those.
Yeah.
I remember when he called me and he was like, I know it seems like a pyramid scheme, but it's not. And I was like,
that's
if
what
you can explain saying. To me how it seems like one but isn't, I will join. Yeah. And then he's like, oh. And it was like really awkward. I was like, I gotta go, bud.
I got approached at the gym, at a different old gym I used to work out at, for a guy who kept trying to bug me. Guy I knew back in high school. Okay.
I'm going to give Jeremiah.
Just kept coming up to me. How do you feel about your job?
Conjuration gem of acid splash.
I don't want it.
And I will explain what it does and how it works. This is a very powerful weapon.
Of course.
Yep. Use it wisely.
Of course.
Okay.
I have been trusted with this.
You have been.
And he's going to have great levels.
You will get one extra level.
Seven levels.
Dude, I can't wait for him, though, to be so excited. He's like,
you are at level 7. You got plus 5 from your contract and an extra one now, plus the one earlier. Congratulations. You were the highest level in the room.
I already was, other than you, of course, the Saints.
Well, now you're still the highest.
Exactly.
But now I'm more high.
Fuck it, what the fuck? Yeah.
I find this hilarious because he's not the highest level in the room. He's
well, he said same, other than the Saints.
He's the same level as Reginald.
No, Reginald was below him. He was level, what, like 11 earlier, and Reginald was only level 3.
I thought they were tied for levels.
No.
No.
Jerholm was.
Jerholm's the highest. That's why he's the leader.
Oh, okay.
Under you guys.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Very cool.
Am I the only one that's uncomfortable?
Like, he was like level 7. He had like a like concerning like number of levels. Super,
gentlemen, you guys are going to wait here. Like I'm going to go solve like this magic into problem. This
and I'm like totally well, not.
And then
it.
You're going to, like I said, I tell nobody hard, about you know. This ever happening. You that's guys just had a great time hanging out in this room.
That's literally how these chaos gods.
Perfect. Carry on. I'm going to walk out the door. I'm going to lock it behind me.
Okay. It has been like 15 minutes since Kronk left as you guys are all sitting down.
And he must be really laying into them.
Like, bro, what's
taking did anyone so long? Look at the book in the meantime?
No.
I have been literally locked in on it to make sure.
Oh, you've nothing. Been watching it the whole time?
You've been watching
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Well, okay. I've been watching the room, not like eyes on the book, but like I'm locked in on the room to make sure like nothing's going.
I would have recommended not doing that after
book.
It. I would have recommended you not doing that after it did something to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, though.
Fargrim, give me a wisdom saving throw.
I don't know better. Excellent. In my mind, I'm like trying to make sure that no one's going to it in some other doors that we don't know about in the room.
Yeah, fair.
Something like that.
Do what you gotta do.
All right, you said wisdom?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not good.
Now you should be close enough to Greg or to Greg to get your bonus.
Oh, well, God. Greg, are you staying at the level or are you going down too?
I'd go down with the homies, I think.
Okay, Greg, I'm going to need a wisdom save from you as well, then.
Wait, I didn't go down from the stairs. I'm just looking into the room.
Okay, so I guess I'm curious. So it's stairs, it's landing, it's stairs, room. Are you at the landing where I thought you were? Are you at the bottom of the stairs looking in, or are you on the ground looking into the room?
I didn't move from the landing. I was just, I thought,
okay, yeah.
I thought there were like,
oh, okay.
I didn't think there were that many stairs. I thought I could like kind of see into the room.
You can see like shimmers and like light, but you can't see into the room unless you get to the bottom of the stairs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I never actually moved from the landing.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Okay, so yeah, then we'll just wait for.
So we're just gonna sit here and be like, "What the fuck's taking him so long?"
He must be really, really laying into them.
He's letting him
hello,
out,
man.
He was pretty upset
coming?
When
he's, he. Yeah, he's pretty upset about that mayo.
You want to like call him?
I thought we fucking moved on. I don't know.
He was pretty mad.
Am I back?
After like,
do you want to be back?
I feel like it's gonna take this long.
15, I was gonna say you want to like call him or something.
What was it? How long do you guys wait?
20 minutes. It shouldn't take 20 minutes.
Because you wrote like all those contracts.
No, they're magically written. I just had to
you
write
had
their
to
names.
Explain that to every, you had to read it out loud to every person, all of the words, because only like two of them were literate and could read it themselves.
Let's just read one to everyone. So, okay, fine. 15 minutes.
Thank you.
That's fine.
Yeah, I mean.
Am I back now?
Yeah.
I think so, unless they chose to look for you in the last 15 minutes.
Would anyone choose to go and
I think after
see
like
10 what the
minutes,
fuck?
I'd probably go.
I'd say maybe not go, but at least like call over one of our various sending stones.
Yeah, I think after 10 minutes, maybe I'd send them a text on the sending stone.
Hey, you up?
Okay. Yeah,
because, I mean, we are in like a chaos place. Something could have happened.
Are you observing your shit right now? Or?
No, I'm in the room with them. I'm just healing up fucking Jedediah, whatever the fuck his name is. Reginald. His hand is fucked up. Reginald's hand. That takes two seconds.
He doesn't have healing magic.
I have to explain what allowed is because these people are wondering why it's screaming at them. That has an effect on people, apparently.
Am I buying? I feel like I'd buy this.
Do you want me to roll for it?
Yeah, roll deception.
I didn't lie at all. I was doing all of those things.
But you were also doing other stuff.
I just omitted all of that. I would say
roll either deception or persuasion. Don't tell us which one. Whichever one fits the situation better, not whichever one. 24.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, shit. Okay.
All right. Tell them to hurry up.
They'll just relay that.
Well, that makes sense because these guys ask a ton of fucking questions.
True, they're so needy.
They're unbe-fucking-leavable.
Everybody's just like, fuck those guys, dude.
I'm really not about it.
Yeah.
If that hasn't been clear this entire time.
No, they've been pretty useless.
Am I back now?
Yeah, you're back.
Okay, cool.
One of them said, or I guess we weren't there, but...
I have Edgar watching the door, by the way, just to monitor in case any of them get fucking... Silly. Weird. Yeah.
He is excited to bite ankles if any of them come out.
Yep, that's definitely what's going to happen. All right, I'm back down the stairs. Okay. Jesus Christ, that was ridiculous. Anything happen?
No.
We've just been protecting the room.
Okay.
Make sure no one's going in.
All right.
Trying to come
you
want to
go
I
down
guess.
and try to unmagic it?
Let's do it.
Hold on. Can we try to figure out what we want to do with it after? Because then we're just going to have it in our possession and be like, well, okay, what do we do now? And we're holding it.
I think we just put it in a bag of holding and wait till we can get back to the...
Probably.
I don't think we should put it in the vault. That's my thing.
Okay.
Well, where else are we going to put it?
I mean, it's an
anti-magic. Where would you recommend?
Because... I just don't trust it because one, that's your home, right? So it could potentially like have some ways to like.
We had all the you know what I mean? Shit in there too.
Yeah, but I don't know. This seems like.
I mean, where else are we going to put it though?
Don't you have a key?
For what?
You tried to give me a key once to go to a different plane.
Yeah.
I
don't particularly.
Either way, we're
going to go to any of those planes.
Can't we just toss it in there?
I would have to take it there.
Physically?
Yeah.
We can't just toss it through the door?
Let me pull it up.
Let's try this.
I mean, also, do we really just want to just be yeeting this
into a realm of chaos?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, well, it's not really, like, my problem then.
it would be transported
to a different plane of existence.
It would quickly become our problem. Like, it would eventually circle back around.
Maybe.
Like,
but then it would no longer be in our control, whereas it is right now.
Yeah, it doesn't really open a portal. You just kind of like poof there.
We could maybe take it back to...
I can banish someone there.
The city or whatever where all the holy people are. And maybe they could do something about it. But for now, we just have to unmagic it and put it in one of our bags for now.
Because
that's the only really option we have.
I mean, I could just blink it and pitch it, and it would probably be fine. I don't know what would happen to it after that because I'm just dropping it.
I think for now, let's just unmagic it and put it in a bag.
Who has an intelligence above 15?
Not me.
Could never be me.
No.
No.
Where's Jürgen?
Okay, cool.
Yeah, if we had Jürgen, that'd be fucking neat.
You want to just go down and try to unmagic it then?
Yeah.
I have dispel magic.
Don't have a spell slot to be able to plane shift right now. So
I have dispel magic. I can walk down there and hit
with
dispel magic.
But do we want to trust...
What are you trying to say?
Greg, get on
it. No.
I'm saying...
Say it.
Okay, fine.
Say it.
Fine. You know what? Greg, I love you. You know, you've done a lot for me over the years. Never steered me wrong in the past. However, when it comes to magics that... You know, compel someone to do something, you have a history of not doing well against those.
So this is what it be, huh?
I mean, hey man, I love you and you're great at a lot of things.
So all I'm hearing right now is you don't trust me.
No, your ability to to beat those spells, yes.
Can we give him some sort of advantage?
I would let you protect me any other way. I would stand behind you on the battlefield. I would jump off a cliff with you if that's what it came to. But, you know, I just think Krong is better suited for this.
Books?
Books? Books aren't our thing.
I don't know.
Come
man.
On, man.
Feel,
that's me
like
and you. We don't do a... books. What are we doing?
Greg?
We let Krong take care of the books.
I trust you.
I mean, do you have a dispel magic?
I do.
Okay. Oh, I mean,
I have dispel magic.
I
You're a backup. You're a backup.
I guess.
Guys,
you know what?
I feel like he needs this, guys.
No.
When it comes to this stuff,
you know.
I feel
like he needs to prove to himself that he can do this.
I believe in you.
Fargrimmar, agent of chaos.
You know what? I mean, if you have a dispel magic, though, you are better equipped to handle this.
Yeah.
I feel like this, though.
It just hurt.
I feel like you need this for your fucking ego.
Not everybody can be best at everything. You're best at a lot. But you gotta know your limits.
As you say that, though, you picked the wrong verbiage, because I'm just going to be wait.
So he's not the best.
I am the best.
Shit.
And I just
Ulrich, damn it.
I'm just going down the stairs.
Okay.
Ulrich, damn it.
Wait. Do you have a bag of holding?
I got one.
I
thought I was going to hit the shit with some dispel magic.
Yeah, just hit it with the dispel magic.
Okay. Once I dispel it, I'll just carry it back up.
Prove me wrong, buddy. Prove me wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm the best.
Hold on.
Gregor.
I'm going to toss him my bag of holding. Don't carry it up. Just put it in the bag right away.
So hit it, put it in the bag.
Put it in the bag right away. Right.
Fanny pack.
You don't want someone else doing that? Like Gregor dispels it and someone else is ready to foof.
I can go down with him.
I could mage hand it.
You don't have
in.
To. I'm not trying to tell you guys what to do.
I could try and mage hand it in.
Yeah, that way, I guess if one of us fails,
yeah,
at least the other one can at least try to grab it. And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And then you're on deck for mage hand?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the best.
You're the best. You got this.
I believe in you, dude.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Got this. I'm going to dump some eucalyptus oil on him. I'm on his shoulder.
Oil me up.
You're on his shoulder.
I'm oiling him up.
It's in my eyes.
You're rubbing it into his long golden hair.
I hate it.
You got this, buddy.
Okay. So, Gregor, you're going first with Ack on your shoulder. Fargrim, you're coming up behind.
Yep.
Okay.
Ready
the bag
with the fanny.
Open, ready to go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Gregor and Ack, as you step off of the stairs onto this platform, I'm going to need wisdom saving throw.
Plus two to your save.
Oh, thank God. That is 17.
That's a 21.
Nice. Okay, yeah. You get your feet on the ground, and everything seems fine. I'm going to need both of you to roll a D100.
Oh, shit, dude.
Can I borrow your D100?
Oh, fine.
I've got the two things, but I never remember how to read them.
I got a 55.
I got a 69.
Nice.
A 55 and a 69. Those are both on the
fucking
other side of this table.
Nice. Oh, but the way you do percentile dot, this would be like.
I always forget what the double zero and whether it counts as zero or 10 or and all that.
The double zero.
I think that's 10.
I think
10,
it's 10,
right?
But I figured that would just be easier.
No, because there's a 10 on here. So the double zero is zero.
So that's, okay.
Yeah, because that's like, because this would be like, so I rolled this 60.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have this other one, like nine.
Yeah, and then I've got the one with the doubles with the extra zero on it.
So this
would
be 64.
I just figured yours would just be easier.
Oh yeah, it's just cooler. But,
yeah, true.
Yeah, that's how. Like this is the tens.
Mm-hmm.
So the double zero would be zero.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot. I know there's a lot of debate online whether like if you roll 10 in double zeros, whether that's 100 or just 10.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I figured just roll your big breast one and it'd be fun. All right, so what happens? Do we die instantly?
Sorry.
Rocks fall.
GG, well played.
Yeah, you both get sucked into the realm of Zeench and never see Christ.
They both just explode.
So you got, I'm sorry.
I got a 55.
55?
69.
Nice. Fucking.
So you're 55.
You take 55 points and you take 69 points of damage.
Gregor, you astral project yourself.
Sweet, what dude. Hell yeah, man.
And you hit 69?
Yep.
Where'd I go?
You and all of your companions are now invisible.
I'm invisible astral projecting?
You're astral projecting, but your body back on the
just
regular plane is just invisible.
So I can't even find my way back? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Gregor, you are now like astral projecting above this room, seeing everything, having your brain moment, and you look back on your body to have like this really cool transcendent out-of-body experience, but your body's not there.
Thank God, because honestly, seeing my current weak self would crush me.
Can you cast spells?
Fargrim, as you're
projecting?
Coming down the stairs,
yeah.
As you put on the landing, first of all, everyone's invisible. Second of all, give me a wisdom saving throw.
So she's, Fargrim's close to my body, so would he still get the benefit of plus two to his save?
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to help me. That's
y'all
a nine.
Y'all worried about me?
I was.
Fargrim, I'm going to roll
him,
a D100. And also, as soon as that goes off, you are compelled to read the book. And you, your whole body is just moving you forward to read this book.
Okay. Can you cast spells while astral projecting?
Spell magic while master projecting or no? You know what I'm saying?
That's a cocked, but I think it's a three.
A three?
Okay. You rolled a three on that fucking thick boy right there?
Yeah, I hit the side and it was like kind of like angled, but I was like,
yeah,
that's the thing that makes the most sense, that it would be.
Well, it all comes down to Kronk.
It was either that or high number, and I was like, I feel like...
No pressure. No pressure.
Unless Gregor can cast spells while astral projecting, but I don't know how that works. I'm unfamiliar.
He's just on a fucking trip right now.
I am the best.
We don't know if low numbers are inherently bad.
All right, well, fuck it.
Part of the crew. You can still cast spells. Your physical body is unconscious and incapacitated, though.
Mine?
No.
No, oh. Gregor's. You, with a three, this means absolutely nothing for you, Fargrim, but you regain all expended sorcery points.
Nice.
I am going to also walk down the stairs.
You're walking down. Okay.
Might as well.
Roll a D100 and a wisdom saving throw. Fargrim, you are...
trying to go read the book.
You are walking to the book. You are staring through this orb.
Can I roll your actual fucking dice?
You begin reading. And this is the most...
I've already gotten there. Hold on.
I'm sorry. If I am allowed to cast it, I would cast it before he would... Especially if I saw... Well, he's invisible, but like, as soon as I'm
not
floating...
Invisible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone is invisible.
As soon as I'm floating in the air, I'm going to the book and dispelling it.
That is a three.
Immediately.
A three. You also regain all expended sorcery points.
And the wisdom saving throw.
Sorcery
points? Or was that your wisdom saving throw?
That was the D100.
Make my wisdom.
That's what I was hoping.
Okay, it didn't do shit. Do you have a D20?
I guess, yeah, I don't know how you wanted to... If four. I would immediately...
So you also are compelled to read this book.
I wanted to read
the invisibly, because you can't see them because they are invisible.
I can see through invisibility.
Do I run into Gregor's body on my way to try to get this book? Because I can't see him.
I mean, you know where he was when he went invisible, and he's just kind of slumped on... Or not slumped, but he's just kind of like... He's not physically in his body, so even if you do bump into him, he wouldn't know.
Okay.
So when you fall,
sorcery points.
If you had any,
they are all regained.
What does that mean? Like meta magic.
If you were a sorcerer,
yeah. Like
sorcerer. So I get my two meta magic points back.
Yeah,
cool.
So does Gregor get his dispel magic off?
Do I get the dispel or not? I guess.
Yeah, you dispel the magic.
Oh yeah, dude.
You realize as you're doing it though, because you can see things in the astral plane, you are only dispelling the protective shell around the book the first time, and you realize this. As through touching it, no longer invisible, Fargrim is now holding the book and reading it.
Yeah, but I mean, so the first time you say? I haven't.
So, yeah, once, it removes the orb of protective energy around the book. Fargrim is now reading the book.
Does the oil fire thing fall then?
The oil fire had already burned out while you guys were waiting for Kronk.
Okay.
Kronk, you also are making your way to the book, and you also. Over Fargrim's wide shoulders, become visible reading the book.
When Gregor casts a spell, does his body become visible again? Because normally casting a spell would make your body would drop invisibility.
Yes. I mean,
he just slumped over on the ground.
He's upright, but he's like asleep upright.
All right, maybe cast it again.
Yeah.
Actually, dispel magic. What components does that take?
That's a wonderful question.
I have no idea. You
never asked me that before. Now I'm scared.
It's never really come up before.
Googling. It's verbal and somatic.
Components, yeah, verbal, somatic.
I would say you can still cast that because you don't need like a specific material.
Yeah, I do have, and I have one more level 3 spell slot, so I could.
You want to redo it?
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
Yeah, because otherwise we got to stop.
I mean, they're currently reading the book, both him and Kronk.
I don't know if casting it again will do anything.
I mean, it's better than nothing.
Can I cast Dispel Magic?
You are currently reading the book.
I was compelled to want to read the book. However, I am also very magically knowledgeable and aware...
You failed your wisdom save. You're reading the book.
Man, you're crazy. Compelled.
Because, like,
act, punch the book.
Rationally speaking, I want to read this book. However,
you are learning the secrets of the multiverse, and you are learning all of the little things that Dad didn't teach you.
There could be problems with reading the book, hit the book if there's defensive stuff.
I'm gonna do it again.
So can I dispel magic the book before going to read it? Okay.
I'm gonna cast again.
You failed your wisdom, bro.
You're casting
again. Casting again.
You dumb as fuck.
What level are you casting it at?
Trace Locos.
Okay. Roll a d20 and add your magic modifier.
Roll high. Roll high. Please tell me you rolled high.
This is the most interesting thing I've ever read in my life.
It really is.
Like my attack bonus?
Your spellcasting modifier.
Spellcasting. So that's a 16. 16? Yeah.
Unfortunate.
Shit.
My mind.
I'm just floating. Like,
yeah! I don't think I have anything that
can...
Can
you hand me back my orb?
And with that... And all this stress. We'll see you guys next time.
God fucking damn it.
Shit, dude.
I want to know what's in the book.
I got nothing to stop them.
Shit out my ass.
I like reading magical zinch books. I do it semi-regularly.
You do what?
Huh?
What was that?
Reading's actually illegal in Midnight.
Oh, that's crazy, bro. Good thing we're not there.
All right, well,
shit.
Thanks for coming,
everybody.
I read
whatever I want in international waters.
You get caught reading, straight to jail.
Straight to jail. Well, fuck. Anyways,
thanks for coming.
Shout out to our sponsors, Vitaliboost, as well as FanRoll,
yeah,
all of your gaming needs. This is literally what I'm hearing, reading this book.
Yeah, you're like, nice. Man, this is awesome, dude.
Nice.
Yeah, get yourself some supplements, get some dice. Yeah. There's some fun dice.
Get the good goods. Get your click-clacks.
Get the click-clacks, dude.
Just do it.
Metal.
Don't let your dreams be dreams.
All we do is clack.
We do be clacking all
red.
The time.
All of them. All the colors.
Yes.
The whole damn rainbow.
Duckies. They're our ducky dice.
Dinosaur.
They're in dinosaur dice. They
had
Did they
ever?
Dice.
Yeah, I was saying, I don't know if they restocked.
Yeah, they had
spaghetti
ones.
Those
sold out.
Cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I almost got them.
Damn. Almost.
Yeah, I missed it.
Almost
I was,
captured.
I was sad.
We're too slow. Anyways, patrons as well, thank you guys very much for your continued support and viewership. We appreciate it. Feel free to drop a comment down below. Let us know what you're vibing with. What do you like or not like? What do you want to see more of?
Yeah, I mean,
we might not do anything with it, but we want to know.
I will cry if you say something you don't like.
Me personally, always looking for that feedback, just because that way, like, one, it shows that you guys care, and two, that just helps us tailor this so you can
improve the content,
even
make it better for you guys.
Yeah.
Love, always looking for that feedback. Please, if you have thoughts, hopefully they're positive ones.
If they're not, I will cry.
You will. I've seen it. It's
You're really motivating that negative feedback.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
they wouldn't want me to cry, though.
Who wouldn't?
They're
never.
Not bad people.
What?
Yeah, our fans?
Our fans?
They wouldn't be. No.
Could be.
No. If they're watching this, they're good people.
Catch you guys next time.
That's true.
See ya.
Bye.